Audio Go presents This Land That I Love, Irving Berlin, Woody Guthrie, and the Story of Two American Anthems by John Shaw. This book is read by Traber Burns. To my parents and grandparents, to my beloved spouse, and to our sons, Nat and Denny. See the power of national emblems. Some stars, lilies, leopards, a crescent, a lion, an eagle, or other figure which came into credit, God knows how, on an old rag of bunting, blowing in the wind on a fort at the ends of the earth, shall make the blood tingle under the rudest or the most conventional exterior. The people fancy they hate poetry, and they are all poets and mystics. Ralph Waldo Emerson, The Poet, Essays, Second Series, 1844. Chapter 1. God Blessed America. Woody Guthrie was worried he might freeze to death. 27 years old and almost completely unknown, he was hitchhiking to New York and had been stuck outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, standing for hours in a snowstorm, waiting for someone, anyone, to pick him up. He had left behind his wife, Mary, and their three young children in Pampa, Texas, Mary's hometown, where she and Woody had married 6 years before, a few years after he had moved there as a teenager. They had recently returned after a few years in Los Angeles. Woody had hustled in the music business and had had some success, hosting his own radio show, selling mimeographs.